Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Basler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacobson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bassler moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Bassler moves to third. Carroll moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Bassler. Carroll moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. McManus reaches second base with a double. Carroll scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Fox now playing first base. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran is thrown out after the base hit. Hale scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to third. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manish moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hale moves to third. French moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale scores. French moves to third. Cobb moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Fox reaches second base with a double. French scores. Cobb scores. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Father Gill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Father Gill. Hale moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. French moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll can't make a play. That's a base hit. French moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Tavener for the double play. Two outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.